Good evening, friends of the Bulkley Valley and beyond. My name is Thomas Tom Roper, and you are listening to CICK, Smithers Community Radio, 93.9 on your FM dial. My program, On the Ropes, is broadcasting from the Cassia Territory of the Gidimdum Clan, home of the Wet'suwet'en.
Well, good evening, folks. That was the pre-recorded message of CICK. And my name is Thomas Tom Roper. I am going to put on a show tonight. We don't actually have a guest, and it's kind of a fun time where I can play music and talk about some of my issues that are always front and center in my life. And tonight, I would really like to talk a little bit about what's going on in the United States. I'm calling this program The Protest, the Fascist. I really believe that we're going down the wrong road down south, and it's unfortunately going to affect the whole world. It seems that this one man, Trump, has this power that he can make decisions that are going to affect everyone on the planet. That's kind of unfortunate, being that he's such a narcissistic character, and that's exactly what he would like to have, that power, and he seems to have it. So one of the reasons for starting the program up tonight is what's been happening in the last week, if you can believe that. We've had lots going on prior to that week, but in this particular week, we've had the removal of the president of Venezuela, and that's caused a lot of concern, I would say, to the world. I mean, this president was not specifically a very good guy, and he wasn't recognized by a lot of countries. I think there's as many as 50 countries that did not recognize him in the last election. And so there seems to be kind of the happiness that he's been removed, but the actual control from the United States is probably what I would consider the scariest part about it. Their lead on their story is all about oil. And so anyways, we're going to start out tonight with a few songs that are sort of related to my protest, and a few songs that are kind of related to Trump. So let's give us a go on the first one here. This is an old Buffalo Springfield song. Have a listen to this, and it's kind of interesting, actually.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds, are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand in the street, singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going now. We better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going.
Now, that song was a protest song from the early 70s. It was actually written by Stephen Stills. Stephen had met Neil Young in Canada, and they ended up together down in California, in Los Angeles, a couple of years later. They started that band in 66, but there was a bit of conflict between who was going to run the band and who was, you know, the leader situation, so they really only made it to 68, but then they always got back together over the years. But it's quite an interesting song, thinking about when we think about what's happened or what is happening in the present situation down in the United States. I wanted to just mention that, you know, we are in the forefront of this activity, because we've been sort of brought up as the 51st state. Now, originally, we all thought that was a joke, but it's certainly becoming more prevalent that something like that could be attempted to have us taken over. Now, we would really kind of, you know, with the what's going on now with this talk about Greenland. And once Trump got this sort of emboldened feeling after he was able to take out the president of Venezuela, and now he's talking down on all the other countries in the area and warning them about possibly coming in and taking them over. So it's a very critical time that we're in right now, for sure. And the scary thing about Greenland is that it is part of the North American, what do you call that, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Now, NATO has been set up to, it was set up just after the Second World War, was set up to sort of protect the European nations with Canada and the United States for any incursions from other countries. So if the United States goes in to Greenland and claims a sovereign country, then the pact itself will likely collapse. So that's kind of a bit of a scary issue at this time. So I'm going to just throw in another song. I want to keep putting songs through. I've got quite a list here that I've been working on. This is a very important part of my my radio job, is finding the music, and I really enjoy that. So this one here is by the Four Non Blondes, another protest song out of that particular period of time.
Feeling Well, I feel still time to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
I love that song. That band was formed in 1989. And they came out with that massive hit in 1993 and then somewhat disappeared, which was a little unfortunate. But discussion of what I feel is happening, we actually probably need to have a call-in line so we can get other people's opinions of what is going on. But right at this moment, we don't have that, so I'm going to give you my opinion. And I really think what's happening down south as as a step towards fascism, we can recall back. I mean, it's not that long ago when Hitler was in power and control, and the way that they had gone about taking over all of the institutions within Germany, putting out the brown shirts to round up people. It was a very scary time, and I kind of feel that that's what we're at right now. Like the it seems that for a a fascist leader to take over, there has to be somebody within the organization how would you call it? The crux of the problems. And the problems in Germany were all blamed on the Jews. So it was sort of a fair situation in that country to round up the Jews and get them out of what people would consider their control. Now, in the United States right now, they've chosen to make immigrants the scapegoat. And they've decided that there's too many immigrants in the United States that are illegal. And, you know, likely there are a lot of illegal immigrants. But the way that they're doing it, where they're just breaking into people's houses, hauling them away, and sending them off to Salvador, seems kind of scary. So I just like to throw in another song here. This one I really have liked from the old days. It's called The Eve of Destruction by Barry McGuire. Take a listen to this one.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. So mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation.
handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, I don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. All the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
That is an interesting song from the 60s era also. The Eve of Destruction was sung by Barry McGuire, who later became a lead singer for the New Christy Minstrels. These groups are going back a little ways, and they probably don't make a lot of sense to you. But it seems that Barry kind of disappeared after that success and then reappeared as a Christian gospel artist and later moved to New Zealand to work with World Vision and the Poor. Seemed like an interesting guy. So the other item that I wanted to draw into our discussion was what's been going on with Ukraine. Now, we all know that Ukraine had a pact with the United States. They were going to give up their nuclear weapons. And my wife actually told me that Canada is part of that also, where we do not have nuclear weapons. But they would then get protection from the United States if there was any Russian aggression. So that is it's been very, very disappointing. If we can recall when Trump was campaigning, he said that he could end that war in 1 day. And we're now reaching 4 days, 4 years. And I was actually reading something that there's been over 1,200,000 Russians killed in that war alone up till now. And it's always the young that get caught up in this war from the old. So I've got a song here that kind of discusses that a little bit. If you remember when Zelensky came to the White House, and he was kind of, I thought he was actually quite abused by Trump and also by the Vice President Vance. I thought they were very rude and very disrespectful to him. And this guy, going on the internet, looking at different songs, or pardon me, not the internet, but Spotify, and I found this song here called If Only Zelensky Had a Suit. So listen to this. It's kind of interesting.
They say dress for the job you want, not the job that you have. If only Zelensky had a nice suit and didn't wear all black to match with his troops while they get ravaged by a tin of poo. The Oval Office packed with a bunch of fucking squares, saying we understand you're in despair, but was there nothing nicer that you could wear? We understand your country's being attacked unjustly, but would it kill you to say thank you and please? We're taking time away from our fascist regime to try and help you keep your peace. How dare you talk over me talking over you? How dare you talk over me yelling over you? If only Zelensky had a nice suit, maybe there'd be something that we could do. If only Zelensky had a nice suit, a 10K Brioni in navy blue, a white shirt and a red tie, no one else would have to die.
That's a fairly heavy song that came out by this fellow that wrote it. He's kind of an interesting guy, Ron Gallo. And Ron's statement, the world is fucked, but the universe is inside of you, describes his mindset. His debut album, Heavy Meta, describes as literate electricity, with his single, The Young Lady You Are Scaring Me, amassing 68 million streams. So I kind of thought that song was kind of a fitting song after that disturbing treatment that Zelensky got in the White House. And I was kind of hoping that there would be some agreement over the last, I guess it's been 6 months now, but it still seems that people are dying. We actually were fortunate to have a family, two families actually from Ukraine that came to Smithers. And there is a strong Ukrainian community in Smithers now over the years that are trying to send support back to Ukraine and help when they can. So that was another situation that I was trying to draw into this issue. And we talked about how the fascist sort of sentiment is trying, it looks as if this is how democracy sort of gets pushed aside, and we have control. And as Trump is carrying on, he's trying to change all of the institutions that he has around him. He's trying to gut them out and put his people in power. The latest tonight was even the guy in the financial side. He doesn't like what he's doing, and he wants him out, and he wants his own person in there that's going to do what he's asking them to do. So it's a very interesting time, and I'm going to have a few more songs that we're going to keep trucking along, and I've got this one by the original cast. It's kind of it's an interesting approach if you listen to the words of this song.
Now the valley.
can't say. Go ahead and hate your neighbor. Go ahead and cheat a friend. Do it in the name of heaven. You can justify it in the end. Won't be any trumpets blowing come the judgment day on the bloody morning after. One tin soldier rides.
That's a lovely little song by the original cast. The cast actually was put together with the North Country Singers back in 1966 and produced this hit in 1969 in Canada. It was actually a pretty good song. So the other issue, of course, that we're going through, and we've been dealing with this for we could say centuries, but it's been going on certainly in the last while with the issues in Gaza and the control that Netanyahu has with Trump and the military might that has been gained through the connection with the United States. And then Trump at one point, probably 6 or 8 months ago, made a statement that the Palestinians should move out of Gaza and they should turn it into a Club Med. And Netanyahu thought that that was a really good idea and made a statement that Trump is a very smart man to say that. And it felt just a terrible thing to actually, someone could make a statement like that to remove people from their nation. Like Palestine is a sovereign nation, and you can't think that you can come in and tell other people in other countries what to do and how to do it. It just doesn't make any sense. So it's another issue that is added into the issues that are there that we're dealing with as we find that Trump is involving himself as a world leader, and this is his goal for the rise of fascism and a dictatorship. So I've got another song. I want to keep putting the songs through because I've got quite a few, and of course we're getting very close to halfway. So listen to this one. This is an old one again by Donovan, called "Universal Soldier."
He's 5 foot 2, and he's 6 feet 4. He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die. And he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Lobau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war. And without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war.
Yeah, so that was Donovan's song, the Universal Soldier, off of his album Catch the Wind. And Donovan, it was stated at his induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame that he single-handedly initiated the psychedelic revolution with his album Sunshine. Just a statement on that end of it. So we're reaching the midway. We have reached the midway point of the program. And I'd like to have our station identification. We're on CICK at the train car at the end of Main Street, 93.9 on your FM dial, Smithers Community Radio. And we also at this time give a shout out to our sponsors. We're very fortunate to have a group of companies, organizations that are helping to support CICK. And tonight I'd give a shout out to the BV Concert Association, the BV Farmers Market, Bugwood Bean, Betty Z's Boutique, Subway Smithers, and the Community Radio Fund. So tonight we've got a musical night, and I'm calling the show Protest the Fascist, and you're listening to Thomas Tom Roper. So in that, in our continuation of what's going on, I want to play one more song, Neil Young song, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, called Ohio. And the reason I sort of wanted to place this song into this position was we have already just come off of a shooting. And I say we, I'm only saying that in the sense that we're all being affected by what is going on in the United States now. And they have an organization that they've sent out called ICE. And ICE is a immigration and customs group that have been given sort of the free rein to go around and collect illegal immigrants. And they have decided they will push their power level to a very extreme position. And just last week, a young lady, 37 years old, with three children, Renee Good, was shot point blank in the head as she was trying to drive away from this particular ICE situation. There's many videos on what's happened, and there's many ways that people are interpreting this situation, but I think we should be a little concerned about it. So I've got two or three songs in that little area. So let's start with this one of Neil Young. It's called Ohio.
Oh! Rogers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
How many more?
For dead in Ohio.
Why?
For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio. For dead in Ohio.
Why?
For dead in Ohio.
So that incident took place in 1970. It looks like I did write something down about that just to make sure that I had got it right. It took place at Kent State University, and the National Guard had fired bullets, live ammo, into the protesters against the Vietnam War. The conflict, actually, the Vietnam War, as we have found out over the years, is over oil. Interesting that we have this oil situation starting again down in Venezuela. The Americans had taken over from the French. The French were into Vietnam originally. And there was a continual protest of the young people that were being sent to Vietnam and coming home dead, that it wanted to end. There was four students shot and killed on May the 4th, 1970. So that particular issue, I've got the other one that I wanted to put in there with that, as we're talking about Renee Good. Here's this poor woman that was kind of getting herself in the way of the ICE agents and attempting to disrupt the situation. And instead of being arrested or detained, she was shot in cold blood. And that seems a little bit over the top, that could actually happen. An American citizen, a mother of three, and now dead. So this particular ICE organization seems to be something that Trump is using. And I put it very similar to the black shirts of Hitler's. So I've got a kind of a cool song by this guy called Jesse Wells. And he's been writing protest songs against Trump for a while now, and this one is called Join ICE.
Well, if you're looking for purpose in the current circus, if you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. Just last week was kinda tough, I put a kid in cuffs, I zip-tied a lady to a van. We can sneak around town hunting working folks down. I hear they got a great benefit plan. Join ICE, boy ain't it nice. Join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ICE. Well, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. I got picked on in school, I never felt that cool, there's a hole in my soul that just rages. All the ladies turned me down and I felt like a clown, but will you look at me now, I'm putting folks in cages. At ICE, for respect and power, join ICE, I hear they got great hours. There's a sign-on bonus of 50 grand. They're in need of you needing to feel like a man. Join ICE. Look at them go.
Mm-hmm.
us in the current circus. If you're seeking respect and attention, if you're in need of a gig that'll make you feel big, come with me and put some folks in detention. See, I failed the academy, the cops weren't having me, the army didn't sound that fun, so I found me a paramilitary operation that was keen to hand me a gun. Join ICE, boy, ain't it nice? Join ICE, take my advice. If you're lacking control and authority, come with me and hunt down minorities. Join ICE.
I like the way that guy has put it to words, and he's done that with several of the incidences that have been going on lately. He's definitely got one on Maduro and the Venezuelan situation. So I've got a couple more songs I want to slip in, and it will kind of conclude our protest. And I'd like everyone to know that, you know, we all have differences of opinions. And I think what's clear right now is that we need to look at what's going on, and we're probably going to end up having to figure out what side we're going to stand on as we go further into our, you know, the problems, especially developing with Greenland. It's going to be a very scary time, actually, as we determine, because the American administration and all the people that are in that, especially Steve Smith, he's very adamant that they want to take over, and this is not something that we've been doing for the last 60 years in our history. We're trying to work together in a democratic way, not in a dictatorship way. So I've got this song that actually is written by a Canadian. The guy's name is John D. Kundle, and it's a pretty cool little song if you listen to the words. It's called "The World Has Had Enough of Trump." Huh. Take a shot at this.
Oh, Canada, we tried to stay polite, but your tantrums keep us up at night. You mock our healthcare, call us weak, but strength is found in how we speak. We kept our cool, we bit our tongue, but buddy, now the bell is rung. The world has had enough of your games, your golden towers, your crooked claims. From frozen north to tropic sun, we all agree you're not the one. So pack it up, take your bluff, the world has had enough of Trump. Vecino, what have you done? You built a wall and called it fun. We sent you food, we sent you song. You sent us fear and called us wrong. Trade and trust, you burned like straw and blamed it all on bad hombres law. The world has had enough of your show. The lies you tweet, the truth you throw. From mountain snow to desert drum, we all can see what's yet to come. So step aside, we've called your bluff. The world has had enough of Trump. You tried to buy us like some prize, a frozen land beneath cold skies. But we're not some deal too close. We're people, history, ice and pros. We're not a square on your board game. We're Greenland, learn the name. Down in Panama, we keep the tide. We move your ships, we watch them glide. But politics and shady schemes have cracked the locks and sunk the dreams. Your name's on towers, but not our hearts. We're tearing down those gilded parts. The world has had enough. The damage is clear. Yeah, the world has had enough of Trump.
That's kind of an interesting song, and I looked onto the onto Spotify, and I put in protest songs against Trump 2025, and there's like 200 or so. So it's kind of, there is some concern out there of what direction the president is taking the country, and I'm sure that there are Canadians out there that possibly agree with Trump's approach, and I personally feel that they should move down to the States and be part of that operation, and because I don't think Canadians want to be taken over, and you know, so we've got to stand up for ourselves. It's definitely coming up to be that time when decisions will be made on what side of the coin we're going to be. We're going to be at, if you know what I mean. So, going back to a couple of the items that we had that I had discussed there with America now has control over Venezuelan oil reserves, and Trump has sort of implied that they are rightly American, like they've put a lot of money into that area and they have a right to take that oil. Now, that if that is not a fascist dictatorship statement, I'd have to, you know, wonder what is. And now, as we're making this these advancements towards Greenland, there was actually a couple of humorous postings. The one that I liked the best was changing the name of Greenland to Epstein Island. And that's another thing that's going on is whenever there's problems, if you start a war, usually there's your problems are out the window for the time being. So I've been kind of disappointed that we could no longer follow up on the pedophile situation with Trump, because the pictures are certainly indicating that the man has been a serious pedophile over the years. excuse me. So I've got a couple songs I want to squeeze in there. We're getting a little bit tight for time, but this one by Patti Smith is sort of saying, "Well, what is it? What can we do? And where are we at?" And that's where I'm kind of wanting us to understand if we try to buy Canadian. We try to avoid anything American, we can pick up other countries for sure, and make an effort not to go down to the States to spend any money. So Patty is kind of saying people have power. So listen to this song.
Sleeping, it was broken, but my dream, it lingered.
I had to cut you off, Patty. I'm real sorry. That's a lovely song, and it's talking about the power. Now, our only power seems to be our purchasing power. And so if we can take a look at that and try to make our own difference, I mean, we've been seeing that there's been a lot of change in the amount of traffic to Florida. And I think that's something that we can do as Canadians to sort of support ourselves and kind of look around on what it is that we can do within Canada to improve our strength and our independence in the world. So I've got another six songs, but it looks like we're not going to get them in. So we're going to have to be happy with what we've been able to squeeze by. And I've really appreciated you listening to this show. And we're going to, of course, as you know, we archive all our shows on smithersradio.com. And then in the top left, we got schedule, and you slide down to On the Ropes on your... It's Monday at 6 p.m., and you can pick out any show you'd like to hear. So on that note, we'll be closing out, and we'll just see how things turn out for next week. Okay, thanks very much for joining us, and we'll see you on the flip side.